Welcome back to Inside the Film Room right here on Giants.com. John Schmoke with you. He is Roman Oben as we break down the Giants on Coach's Tape heading into the 2014 season. Today, we're going to take a look at DeMontre Moore. He was a Giants third-round pick last year, a defensive end, Roman. He came in raw, very talented, and he showed very early how his athleticism could pay dividends on special teams.
Yeah, well, DeMontre Moore has a lot of range and definitely has a lot of size and athletic ability. We're going to see DeMontre Moore on kickoff team. He's considered what's the R5, which is on the right side, the fifth person in. So he's right next to the kicker. This is a point after a safety. You're going to see number 98 run all the way downfield, using that size and range, going through the traffic, and making the play.
And Roman, no one wants to block DeMontre Moore, 270 running full speed.
No, and 270 pounds 40 yards later. So that weight plus the momentum from running down the field makes him a lot heavier and faster.
Now, he made impacts on special teams and other ways during the season as well. He had a number of block punts. He had a deflected punt. And early in the year, he actually missed a punt that he should have blocked against KC, came back later in the game, and did a good job blocking a punt later on. Just talk about his impact in terms of rushing on those punt plays and doing such an effective job being a factor in special teams in that way.
Well, one of the things is his quick first step. When he had that quick first step, that means he's good off the ball. And again, you talk about his size, 250, 270 pounds. You don't see that size of a guy blocking punts or not even being in a position to block the punt. So it shows for his size, he's got great athletic ability, great quickness, and great explosion.
And he was able to learn from the mistakes and get better.
Yeah, 100%. He definitely improved throughout the course of the season.
Now let's look at the chance he had on defense. Late in the year, once Jason Pierre-Paul got hurt, he got some run in third down situations. Now, he did not get a sack, but this is one of the plays where he put some pressure on the quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, we're going to see DeMontre Moore here lining up at the left defensive end, really in a stand-up linebacker position. He's going to collapse the offensive lineman. He's great inside hands. Look at the leverage. He's underneath the lineman, getting him back, collapsing the pocket, hitting the quarterback right as he throws it. Now, if this is maybe good coverage in the secondary, this could be a sack. This is a great job coming downhill, using that speed, putting the offensive lineman on his heels, and working his way into the quarterback.
No, I think the Giants organization and Giant fans would love to see more of that from DeMontre Moore in his second year in the NFL. What does he need to do to earn his way onto the field to get those opportunities, and how does he cut down on some of the inconsistencies, the penalties, mental mistakes, things like that, so he can become an every down defensive end?
Well, as you mentioned, Johnny, he did have some growing pains last year, and those are expected as rookies. But what he's got to continue to do is continue to improve, continue to have a great offseason in the weight room, get a little bit bigger and stronger, and really come into that NFL body as a defensive end, because he's going to be required to eventually play as an every down player, not just a pass rush specialist, not just a guy who comes in on special teams.
And the Giants look forward to that. All the athleticism in the world, a lot of potential. They'll try to come through with it this year. Roman, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, John.
And that's all the time we have inside the film room right here on Giants.com. For Roman Oben, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.